One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep. And I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
I'm Courtney Robertson, the most notorious villain in Bachelor history, and I have more than a few secrets to tell, but I am not the only one with tea to spill. Every week, I'm going to be talking to another icon of reality television about the things they can only say off contract.
Hi, it's Courtney Robertson. Welcome back to Off Contract. What a week it's been. Lots of pop culture news, Bachelor Nation news, Mike Fleiss exiting stage left, possibly sprinting. I'm not quite sure. But today we've got a really fun guest for you. I've been itching to get her in the hot seat ever since I met her on Zach's group date. She is lovely. She lives in Florida. She's a nurse. And we talk all things Bachelor. She spills a lot of tea. Is she going to be going on Paradise? Who's sliding into her DMs? Does she have any crushes on any of the fellas in Bachelor Nation? And stay tuned for the tea party at the end, because I ask her the hard-hitting question, and who got caught reading How to Win the Bachelor by my favorite Game of Roses, Chad and Lizzie Pace. So, and I share something that I've never shared before during my time on the season. So I sure hope you enjoy. Let's get to her. It's Kat Izzo all the way live from Florida.
I'm so excited for today's guest. It's been a long time in the making. I've got Katherine Izzo from Bachelor Seasons 27 with Zach Shalcraw. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hi.
Thanks.
It's so nice to finally be here. I know you're trying to arrange it for a while now.
Yes, I was like, when I started the podcast, I was like, I have to get her on. So when I hosted the group date with Lotto, you were on the group date and you just really stood out to me. And I just was like, this girl's a front runner. She's going to win the whole thing.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. Cause that was like, I feel like I was in such a daze on that date because we had no idea what was going on the whole time. So that's so sweet of you. I remember when you guys all came out, I'm like, I know one of them, but who is everybody else? And then I'm like, they seem like they're just like so boss bitches. Like they're just like so cool. I want to be friends with them.
Me too. I want to come hang out with you. And you're in Florida, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was a fun day. And what did you do? You guys got put on the spot. I never had a group date like that. You like had to bust out of and walk the runway. What did you do? Can you remind me? Did you do like a little strip tease or?
I think I used the cowboy hat and the little, we had like a wad of money. And then when I walked back, I like threw it in the air. But I wanted to play it safe, you know, just have fun with it. I could have gotten a lot more crazier, but it was our first date. So I'm like, let's not scare him yet. Let me play it safe.
Well, I loved the confidence. And I remember, you know, they're like, give the girl some advice. And I was like very boilerplate. Like, I was like, use the most of your time, which when I watched you later in the season, I was like, that's my girl.
Foreshadowed.
Remember that? Yeah, I was like, you, and because that's kind of how I played the game when I was on my season. Like, I really tried to, you know, get him as much as I can. And even in those little moments, like when he'd be picking me up for a group date, I'd always be like, you know, whistling at him or something. But obviously your experience was a little bit different because you got a little heat from it. So
yeah, a little bit,
but we'll get to that. So I wanted to ask, were you a big reality TV fan before you went on The Bachelor?
Not really. I love the Kardashians and that's pretty much the only thing that I always kept up with. And there's this one podcast I listened to called The Toast that really was like the way of me to keep up with things. Cause I never really had time to watch shows. I have watched a few seasons of The Bachelor when my roommate at the time was, I was living with her and she loved it. But I just never really like found time. So not really any in the recent years, maybe when I was a kid or something, I watched The Real World, but.
Oh, wow. The Real World. I used to love The Real World. So did you get nominated or did you just decide to apply? Like what happened there?
Yeah, my friends, they are fans and they always told me like, this is something you need to do kind of thing. And I was like, okay, let me just apply one day. And I know they had told me years prior that they had nominated me. So I don't know if like it came together as one, but I was like, you know, I'm in the point of my life where I'm not really dating in my city right now. And this is something that'll be different and exciting. And I kind of needed some change. So I applied and they called me like 10 days later, 2 weeks later. We just were like one thing after the other after that.
Wow. And did you know it was going to be Zach at that point?
No, I didn't. We had like at the time, I think it was towards the end of the season. So we kind of had an idea of like who it could possibly be. So I was always hoping it was like him or I forgot who else was in the end. But I know that Zach was one of my main people that when they asked who I liked, that was who I told them. So they were like, okay, I think you're going to be really happy. I'm like, I don't know what you mean by that. Okay. So yeah, we didn't know until everyone else knew, but we were already flying out like a couple days after that.
Oh my gosh, how exciting. Were you, how did you feel stepping into the mansion and meeting all the girls?
Oh gosh, let me take myself back there because I have probably blocked that out.
Well, that's a long night for sure. And like, I feel like the girls on your season are, I mean, I can see you were just hanging out with all of them. Like you had some really quality, really pretty girls too.
I honestly like had that feeling even in the limo. I was like, oh, okay, this is gonna be like, as I mean, I was in a sorority and I have grew up with a ton of sisters, so like I kind of like understand, I can kind of pick up energy. I'm like, oh, this might just be like camp almost, like this is gonna be fun. So when I first walked into the house, there was only a few girls there, and I immediately like became friends with Bailey and Jess, and we kind of like filmed a little powwow, like, okay, let's stay near each other. Don't let each other get in any drama. Like, let's just be, you know, together. And we were inseparable the whole night, as well as Genevieve. So we kind of just like got to know each other and other women around us, like kind of just had fun, but it was a very long night. Very long.
Yeah. And then you went on, you're on the first, you know, group date. So I remember Zach saying he was tired. He's like, oh, but he didn't seem like, I felt like he handled the whole season pretty well.
He had so much energy. I'm like, you're the one that's on a date every day. I'm out here struggling. I don't understand. I remember the first group date, when I watched it back, I'm like, I was like going cross-eyed. I was so tired by the end of the night. It was a very long day. But your adrenaline's so high and you're so excited. You're having so much fun. Like you don't even realize the times that are like the time at all. You're just enjoying the moments. So that kind of helped a lot, especially in the beginning.
Well, man, next thing you know, the sun's coming up.
Yep, exactly.
So how are you doing now? I mean, you know, so you handled yourself so well at the Women Tell All. So for the listeners, obviously, you know, they called you Kat on the show, but do you like to go by Catherine?
Yeah, that's what I know I go by Kat.
Okay, so Kat, you know, pulled Zach to the side before Charity's one-on-one date and gave him a little smoochy pooch. He walked in with lip gloss, and Brooklyn really had I felt like more beef with it than Charity did. So how did that feel for you? Was it like the sort of thing they were like, go steal him? Like you just saw the opportunity? You're like, I miss him.
I've noticed, and I mean, I've known this, but I really realized this while watching it back and just being in those moments, very emotionally reactive. So prior to them reading the date card, I was, you know, confiding in people and talking about how I was feeling like I really did miss him because we lost that time in COVID in London and stuff. And I was just feeling like I was really hoping I knew that Charity was going to have time with him that week, but I just was like, maybe there's a chance that he wants to do a group date first. And I was like kind of thinking that, and I was just really missing him. So it was just something that I was like, okay, I miss him. Let me do something about it and try to see him. I mean, at the time, I'm only thinking about my relationship and myself. And when you're in settings like this, you sometimes act outside of yourself. I mean, it's situations that aren't normal, right? Like we're all dating one man. So I just remember being very like upset about not being able to see him over those extra week, because we went like, I don't even know, reality caught up with us. That's how long we went without seeing him. So to like feel that longness with him more than we normally already were, was really difficult. And that was just something that I was like, okay, let me just do this right before. And also it was, I know it looked very shorter, like less time than it was, but we were sitting there for a good amount of time before I pulled him. We were all kind of hanging out, having a moment together. It was maybe like 15 or 20 minutes, I would say max, that we went, and the conversations were kind of like dying down. I'm like, okay, well, now that we've had our time, let me just see if he'd be willing to have a moment with me privately. But I know now that probably wasn't the most appropriate time to be doing something like that. There was other opportunities I'm sure I could have taken, but in that moment, you have to have grace with where you're at emotionally.
Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of Me Undies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with Me Undies, because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my, which is not what this ad is about. But I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no roll back waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies. Comfort from the outside in. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Oh, well, I loved it, honestly. I'm like, go after what you want. Like I said, use your time wisely. And then you come back in and Brooklyn's like, just, you can tell she's going to lose it. And she's like, he has lip gloss on his lips. So and then I loved how you shut that conversation down later with her. She came, kind of interjected herself into the conversation with Charity. How'd you feel?
When I come back and everybody was like taken back, I was like, oh God, I just did something really bad. Like that was I did not think that. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I just hurt people's feelings. And I was really upset to know that like I had done that to someone else. And then they're like, you just need to talk to Charity. And I'd actually asked my producer to, like, can you just let her know? Like, I hope she has a good day and I'm so sorry. Like, cause I really did not think at the time I wasn't thinking outside of myself. So I felt immediately bad. And then I saw the energies get to the level that they did. And I just really was like, oh my, my only concern and priority was I need to just make this good with Charity. And everybody else, you know, they had their own individual things. And at first I was acting in a very like heavy defense mode. But then as like my conversation with Ariel and Jess privately, we kind of just talked about it and I was able to like see the perspective and understand. I just wanted to make it clear that my intention was never there to, you know, hurt anyone's feelings. Everybody has seen, like, I'm not somebody that's trying to do something that's going to hurt your feelings. Like I literally hugged Greer when she cried about my, you know, date card. I was always there for the women whenever they were going through their struggles. So I just was hoping maybe some grace could have been given for me. And I thought, honestly, at the first, I didn't think it was going to keep going over the days. When it did, I was like very, very, very over it. And I wanted to just this whole time talk to Charity, like on a one-on-one setting. And then when that was taken from me, that was difficult. But actually, Charity came and sat down with me, followed me because I was getting in my feels. I cried in front of her. And she sat down on a chair with me and she said, I don't know what just happened, but I just want to talk to you personally. And we had a very good conversation. I was able to see where it hurt her and apologize immediately as when I could about the moment or about the situation. And we were able to come to an understanding. But at that point, it just had escalated so much with Brooklyn. And I was trying to just not let it affect my relationship. So I think it did emotionally in the end, seeing how it played out. But in those moments, I'm like, I just need to handle Charity and my relationship and be done with it. Yep. And we all adults and grown women in the situation. And I don't really know if that's what happened, but that's what I was trying to do.
Well, I felt like it came across that way. And, you know, Brooklyn was very heated. Talk about reactive. And here's the thing, like you said, it is an unnatural situation. I know firsthand, I was so reactive on my season. And like storylines would kind of come up and then they would play out a little longer. I had a fight and then like three countries later, it was still playing out. So I thought it was a nice move of you to just kind of like, I thought you were a class act, shut it down. And I mean, anyways.
It was very like bratty in a way because I was just getting so emotional. I mean, I also just lost one of my best friends just the night before. Like, and I was just, there was a lot of other factors that were coming into play. I was carrying a lot of other people's emotions. So I think it was a very, like, it came off as a little bit frustration and brattiness from even me watching it back. But at the end of the day, like, I have grace for how Brooklyn reacted with me. I understand that we're all acting a little bit outside of ourselves, and maybe it was a defense mechanism in a way for her. Mm-hmm. Maybe it made her feel a little insecure. I'm not really sure. At the end of the day, I'm not going to ever hold her to that or anyone else. I just hope the same grace can be received from me. Because I think now they know my character, and they should have then, and I think they did, to know that my intentions were never there to hurt anyone's feelings. And me and Charity are actually very close to this day. We got way closer post-show, and I've like grown to like respect and love her even more as a woman. So seeing it back was just really hard.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
That says, like, everything. That speaks volumes. What about with Brooklyn? I know you guys, I just saw you guys were all hanging out together. I saw Charity. I had to zoom in the picture to see who was all there. It looked like Anastasia was there. I don't think I saw Brooklyn. Is she?
I think she had something to do that weekend, actually. But she and I are fine. I mean, in the Woman to Law, I was really heated because I had just seen the things in the interviews. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, like, I don't see it until it plays out live.
I just was like, oh gosh. So I was very like emotional, and there was things that were not shown where like I apologized and took accountability. So that was also frustrating for me, but I think respect each other. I don't think anyone has any malicious intent. Any of the women really, I don't think anybody was a real mean girl. So I can't hold her to that standard of that accountability. That was just like a one-time situation. And I think that that's why we were able to just, you know, hash it out, whatever, but we were fine right after. I mean, because I'm not going to hold a grudge over something that happened in a setting like where emotions are so heightened. It's that would just, unless you were doing something that was like intentionally trying to hurt my feelings or being malicious, and I could see that there was like poor character behind you, but I don't believe that that's who she is. So, and I think it's same way with me. So we're all good. We're all fine. I hope that, I know. And it's funny because people just see what they see on TV, but in reality everything is fine and dandy. We're all mature women. Thankfully we have a really good cast, I think.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I love seeing that you guys are all friends. I'm a little bit jelly. I only have a couple girlfriends for my season, but I'm like, I want to go on a girls trip with you guys. Gotta find a sitter. So
and then it became this huge girls trip.
And you were with Gabby. I went to the After the Final Rose taping, and I was sitting near her sister, and my heart really went out to her. And I know you're friends with Katie as well. So it's kind of cool that you guys can all come together and, you know, be so close.
You know, people always ask, like, how do you guys do it? And I'm like, I don't know if it's just like our like personalities or just, we just like don't view it in that way. We're very understanding and we know what we signed up for kind of thing. And we see each other past them being in a relationship with him. We see each other as individuals, I think, is what's really just helped. And I've had many weekends with them, and it's crazy to see it back now, knowing, because none of us knew, because we wanted to just respect everyone's privacy. But I'm just grateful that we're not like, I didn't join a cast where everyone was weird about it, because that would have sucked.
Yeah, I think it's super rare. I mean, I think we see it more so now, but I'm dying to know if you're dating, if anyone's sliding into the DMs, or I would love to see you back on our TV screens. Would you entertain the idea of Paradise?
I have been very, very busy with work and school. I like dived into that right when I got home, and I was working nights while it was airing. So my dating life has just been non-existent. I just don't even have the energy or the thoughts. Now that I've like transitioned back to days and I have a less work, you know, intense schedule, and it's not airing and that's taking up my life, I'm open to the idea now of like letting a little bit more people in. I still kind of not right now in the emotional state. But I'm working towards getting there, and I definitely do see myself getting there to the point where we might be on Paradise.
Oh, I would love to see you back there.
Because like, it is such a cool setting. And now that we're friends with the girls, like, I feel like that would just be like more so real life. Like, you know, we're just all at a pool party hanging out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there'd probably be some sort of drama, but I wondered if they would, like, if Brooklyn was there, like, I'm already like picturing it. Like, if you guys would be like Shanae on the last season and like bury the hatchet. Yeah.
I don't think there was a hatchet to ever be buried, but that was the thing, is everybody being like, "Ooh, Brooklyn, like, you cleared the air." I was like, there was no air to clear. Like, we had disagreement. There was a discussion that was had. Do we speak with emphasis? Yeah, I'm Italian. Like, that's how I speak. And it comes off a little bit more intense than it probably would with if you see it on the street. But like in real life, that's not something that I think was ever to the personal level that I've seen from previous, you know, situations. It was never even brought to Zach's attention, so I never took it that seriously, or I never thought it got that intensely with her and I. Like I said, when your priorities are just your relationship and whoever's feelings you hurt, that's where your brain goes. But I don't think that that would be something just because we're all friends. That would be kind of weird. I don't really even know how that would go down.
Oh my gosh. Well, I feel like you would be like the hot commodity down there. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people. And, you know, I feel like with Paradise, you'd have to go in with a game plan. Like, so I was in Talks to Paradise years ago. I just did clickbait. It's coming out Thursday. And I talked about, like, guys were sliding into my DMs, girls that were going on were like texting me saying like, I want this guy, like staking their claims on them. I ended up not doing it, which I, looking back at that, I just think if you get the opportunity, you know, if you can get off from work, like, why not? Like, everybody, even Ashley I talks about like what an amazing experience it is. And it seems like the couples that make it from the show, like, really have lasting power.
Yeah. And that's what I was mostly intrigued by, is the turnaround. Like, everybody that I are still together right now, most of them came from Paradise, and that's something that is a little bit more motivational for me to go back and put myself in a vulnerable setting like that again, because I'm like, well, the chances of me actually finding a husband are a lot higher for me. And it's just more real life for me. Like, I'm from Florida, you know, I'm used to like hanging out by the pool and the beach. So
you look really good in a bikini, let me tell you. I see your thirst traps. You're just stunning. And I also, like I said, I felt like you were a front runner. And so flashing back, so you left right before Hometowns. Mm-hmm. And I remember watching, and I was like, why didn't he just pull her aside? Like, why did he have to do the whole thing? But it is a show. So did you have any feelings like that at all?
Of like it coming, the breakup?
Well, just like, I wish she would have just pulled me aside rather than having to stand through a rose ceremony.
To be honest, I think...
If you want to hear what Kat has to say about that, and you want to hear what she has to say about how to win The Bachelor and its appearance in season 27... just go to Off Contract with Courtney Robertson, wherever you listen to your podcast. Sign up for Courtney's podcast and you can listen to the rest of this episode.